South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says Mexico should be, quote, put on notice, adding he would tell the Mexican government, if you don't clean up your act, we'll clean it up for you. This is SRN News.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
If you collect 100 black ants and 100 fire ants and put them in a jar, nothing will happen. But if you take the jar, shake it violently, and leave it on a table, the ants will start killing each other. Red believes the black is the enemy, while black believes the red is the enemy, when the real enemy is the person who shook the jar. The same is true in society. Men versus women, black versus white, faith versus science, young versus old, etc. Before we fight each other, we must ask ourselves, who shook the jar? I'm Mark Twain, also known as Samuel Clemens.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And it is the big broadcast, happy hours, 93.1 on WACD. Ooh, Wednesday afternoon, we have another show. Eat and drink, Rosie Brown, Red and Shotgun, and we have lawyers coming.
And here they are.
We do. Jeb. Make us all feel welcome.
Please clap.
Yes, and I have a big pile of topical stuff. Last minute market news here. Oh, finishing down. Not really unexpected. Brant will join us at 4:05 today. Okay. Talking about market news. And that clip there, I want to thank Bob Brown for sending that along. Look, the number one source for at least half the audio material you hear on the show has been submitted by a listener. It's a clip they wanted me to hear and so forth, and that one came from Bob. And we have so many from Mark Cumby and Morris Drinnenberg and others who really get the show and know what we're trying to accomplish. And isn't it hysterical? Speaking of Mark, he forwarded to me a tweet. Now, I may have, yeah, here it is, because I called Chuck Schumer an F-wad, which is, and that's being nice. He puts out a tweet. I was invited on Tucker Carlson's show. I will agree to go on after Tucker Carlson admits to his viewers live on the air that he's been lying to them about the 2020 elections and what happened on January 6th. Hey, a-hole, prove him wrong. We're not going to take your word. Take your word for it? Are you kidding with everything going on? The out-and-out attack. Look, what? Hey, Schumer, the guy with the antlers, the Q-amon, Shaman, whatever his name, Pizwit. Why were the Capitol Police walking him around like a tourist? How come all of these American citizens are sitting in jail? Denied their, and now there's new evidence. That's what Tucker is doing. It is unmanipulated evidence. You, sir, are the liar. You and Pelosi and that whole, Adam Kissinger, that whole collection of, jerk-offs that the January 6th committee. And they carefully arranged very well-managed testimony from people who were just willing to help them write the script. Did it get rowdy that day? Yeah. It did. But for the president of the United States, our demented, brain dead, falling off a bicycle president, to run around and say five people were killed, that in itself is an outright lie. He should be the one apologizing on Tucker Carlson, which is a cable show people watch. You guys are cowards. You're always on with somebody from MSLSD. Nobody's watching CNN. No network has managed to blow off. Even the liberals don't watch CNN because they're so pathetic. So, Mr. Schumer, you go on Tucker. I'm sure he'll give you the time. I'm sure he would love to give you whatever time you need to prove that everything he has shown us so far, all this carefully withheld video evidence of the reality of January 6, 2021, you prove him wrong. Show us anything. One thing that he has said the last two nights that was false. Go ahead. We'll be waiting. You're not going to do it because you know you're full of crap. And the worst kind. It is 3:07. I should talk about them now. One or both. Oh, no. Amy Schumer's going to be joining Jacqueline today.
Amy.
Did I say Amy Schumer? Schumer. Holy crap. That's what happens when you talk about Chuck Schumer and you have an Amy coming in and there's an actual Amy Schumer. Yeah. And I wouldn't have her on my show if she was here to clean the studio for free. Not funny. No talent. I don't get it.
Amy Hampton, on the other hand,
very talented,
is a rock star.
Very knowledgeable. Looking forward to her visit. Yep. Those two will raise the intellectual bar of this show to a much higher level than it normally is. In the meantime, for a family crisis, if you are contemplating divorce or if you've been served, well, the worst thing you can do is try and manage it yourself. Don't even think about that. Just call 819-4810 and arrange a telephone consultation or a video chat or a Zoom call with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, because what you need at that moment, if somebody wants out of a marriage you're in, is honesty. You're going to need people to hold up a mirror and say, okay, this is what we can do for you. This is what your life is likely to be or close to it going forward. You absolutely, the word advocacy means exactly that. You have to have somebody who can represent you with the same passion you would if you were representing yourself. But unmanaged passion only makes things worse, because you suddenly have two adults that are going to be looking out for themselves. Best to leave that to people who know what they're doing. They also handle wills. In fact, Jacqueline and I are going to update a couple of things on mine. It's not like I came into extra money to leave anybody, but there's a few things that need tweaking because I'm having that thing next week. They also do, as I mentioned, wills, adoptions, and they're available to help you anywhere in the state of Alabama. 819-4810. Read the entire story of this great twosome at the AlabamaFamilyLawyers.com. Robert.
Hey, thanks for letting me on, Greg. It kind of stunned me when you beeped on me. But I will say, hey, man, I'm right there with you on what you were saying. In other words, Chuck Schumer and all the people that just disregard the truth. Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Kinzinger, all of them, man, in other words, we can't help the Democratic Party until we cleanse our party. And it's not about party, it's about what's important for America. In other words, we can't keep going through these lies and bull crap. And I don't want a crying Linziger on there, not looking at the videotape, and I don't want a Liz Cheney not looking at the videotape. I don't want the minority leader in the Senate not looking at the videotape, which it's not all about January 6th. It really goes into all kind of things. But, Greg, you got a wonderful show, and you always say the things I want to say. But I want to thank you for letting me say what I just said, because I just want to say that I know that sounds like Kamala Harris, you know, repeating herself, but I just want to say that that does sound like Kamala Harris.
That is Kamala Harris.
She continues saying the same thing.
She's a hyena. Robert, I'm out of time for the segment, but thank you so much for the call and for all the kind words. We've got to get Rich's forecast done, and then we're back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three, east side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka? Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements, wider hallways, ramps, universal designs? Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River region for decades, from common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got some weather changes on the way as a storm system approaches, but I think we're dry tonight. Mostly cloudy and mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s. Risk of showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms by tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, and first half of the day Friday before ending. Friday's high up to about 74. Will be cooler Saturday with a good bit of sunshine and a high near 70. Then more showers show up on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You put your feelings in, you take your logic out, you vote for Joe Biden, and you riot through your town. You do the wokey-pokey, and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about. You bring your woke buddies in, you push others away, you learn gender studies, but you can't earn any pay. You do the wokey-pokey, thinking you are so profound. That's what it's all about. You say it's Exxon's fault that the world will burn, but I know take your bike to work. You do the wokey pokey and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about. You do the wokey pokey, 'cause you're so wokey dokey. You do the wokey pokey thinking you are so profound. That's what it's all about.
It is 3:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll be back after the 17-second message.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
Thank you for... Apparently there was something... we had two things going on over the air at the same time. But the host that preceded me today... What's that kid's name?
Joey.
For some reason, the audio and utility buttons were pressed on the phone. I still don't know if it's right. Just let us know. This is one big come-as-you-are party. Here's Charlie.
Greg, let me ask you a question, buddy. I heard what you were saying about January, the whatever date it was.
Yes.
You know, you're 100% right on that. But you know what blew my mind? Last night I saw, you know, the Congress lady, her name is Cori Bush?
Yeah.
Did you see who she had hired for her security?
No.
Some dude that claims to be 109 trillion now this was on Hannity, years old. He claims that he's got the power of a tornado, that he can look at someone long enough to where he can explode them. I mean, this is the God's truth, man. And she, you know what she pays him a year? $137,000. And he is over her security.
I hate to do this to you, but I have to cut you off because we have some issue. Everything on this board is suddenly wrong. I didn't touch a damn thing. But there's a lot more green buttons pressed than there should be. You know what we need? We need to have a handy photograph of this thing when it's operating properly.
He's not here.
And Jay is not here?
Jay just left.
Well, something's wrong. The audition buttons are in. I think I'm just going to take them all off and see if that doesn't help. We'll see.
Try utility, too. Take off all the utility buttons.
They're all off.
Okay.
Okay, I think we may have fixed. I don't know how that happened. I do not come in here and change anything.
Mm-mm.
But sometimes this thing gets a mind of its own. And that was the big cheese, the main man, the top dog, the head enchilada coming into the show. And I apologize to Charlie because we have to figure this out. Otherwise, nobody's going to hear about you. And you're welcome to call back.
Yeah,
assuming, wait till we're sure we have this fixed. Yeah, we're going to experiment on T-Spear now.
Whatever's happening.
Good afternoon. I had a Blue Water Day today. Visited with you, visited Blue Water. Visited with Point Creek, went down to Heirloom Jewelers, went to Adams Pharmacy, had a good day. But
wow.
That's not why I called. What I want to know is just how much are these talking heads that are so-called, as I call them, the anti-American Democrat communists. Every time they open their mouth, they keep pushing January the 6th as being analogous to either the Civil War or the Revolutionary War.
Well, I went over this yesterday.
Obviously, none of them have ever been to any of those battlefields.
I went over all this yesterday, and I asked Rosie. I went ballistic. That is ignorance on a level that is beyond calculation to make that comparison. Because, first of all, the death toll from January 6th was one, and it was a woman who was shot and murdered by a Capitol police officer for no reason, and a man who this corrupt government of ours refuses to question, why did you do that? And her mother is 2 years waiting for answers on these questions. Why did you shoot my child who served honorably in our military? Why did you kill her? Because that's exactly what he did. A coward. Yep. Shot her in the back. So don't tell me about Pearl Harbor and 9/11 and the Civil War, because that's another story that gets all twisted up, too. I'm losing my mind with these people.
Well, it sounds like they're pushing. This is what they want.
Yeah, it is.
100%. This is what they want. And by doing their pushing it, they think that people will step back and say, oh, we can't defend this country. We can't do that. We can't talk against the talking heads. People better be opening their eyes.
Did you hear the clip I opened the show with?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Who's shaking the jar? That's what we got to figure out.
100%. 100%.
Thanks.
You have a good day.
Thanks, T-Spear.
Well, so far it's been a little dicey this afternoon with technical, but I haven't seen the boss back. So.
Yeah, I think you got it. Whatever it was, we couldn't
hear. Why did all that happen?
I don't know.
It's a mystery. Maybe it's the maybe we're getting hacked by the Democrats. They're good at getting into things they have no business being in. It's like today they're having a hearing on the origins of COVID-19. Well, we know it's a lab leak. Except a lot of us got harassed and kicked off Facebook for even suggesting that. Turns out to be the truth. So what does a Democrat ask a witness? He's worried about the witnesses, in his opinion, having racist views. No? Yes?
You're good.
Oh, we're good.
You're good.
Okay.
Hey, two of you is too much. One too many.
Yeah. I know. I brought both of myself in this afternoon, too.
Oh, you're good.
So far, I've been yelling and screaming
Thank
and
you.
Laughing.
We couldn't hear it in our headphones.
All the audition and utility buttons on the left side of the board were down for some reason.
Okay. You're good.
That's management that cares right there.
Yeah.
Do I sound like... I gotta ask, do I sound like a suck-up?
Yes.
Good. All right, who's this?
Master Thespian.
Oh, my God! Yeah. Why? I can't read you because I have Mark Twain's puss... over the phone guy, but let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Oh, thank you, and our great big right back at you. Sounds like this work is going to be in incompetent hands today.
Really, the beginning, that was...
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
Yeah.
You're broadcasting in a professional manner, young man.
That's our that's our pledge to you.
Well, it makes for entertaining listening. It really is when you're just going, what is going on? Why the button? Yeah, that's fun. It's kind of cool. So just letting you know. Hey, I'm calling in because I remember you had a caller, somebody who actually went to that rally. I do not remember her name, but several times she talked about what happened that day because she never... Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. For a second there, I thought all of a sudden it was gone. Because I remember her talking to you. She may have talked to Joey as well, but the whole idea that she was there, that's somebody who witnessed what was going on.
Yes.
We've got everybody all up in a tizzy about what we saw. Well, we saw what people wanted us to see.
What they wanted us
and,
to see.
Yeah. The reason that people are all upset about Tucker is that he's finally showing a side of the story that nobody has seen before. And they're all upset because it's messing with their plan. It's messing with their story.
Well, the idea that that they're demanding that he be taken off the air. Isn't it funny? Liberal hosts kick themselves off the air because nobody watches their ass. And there's Chuck Schumer. I want Rupert Murdoch to remove this show. Who the fork do you think you are, you giant a-hole, you gaping, air-sucking, gravity-defying a-hole?
Well, I watched both episodes, and they're mischaracterizing what he did.
Totally. None of them watched it. They don't watch it. They're just...
No, they don't.
Don't mess with my narrative. Don't. I want to believe it. The conservatives have destroyed the country.
Well, and several times he said each night, look, I'm not saying this was a good thing. There were people doing bad things. And he showed videos of the people doing bad things.
Yes.
I'm just trying to show you that some people weren't doing that.
Right.
And that's all I'm trying to do. And, you know, for us to understand the complexity of what happened that day, we need to see all of it, not just the stuff that the liberals and the Democrats and the Trump haters want us to see.
Exactly.
And anyway, all right, keep up the good work, young man, and be careful what buttons you push, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
He can still hit the high note, can he?
Yeah.
All right, we'll have our rocket scientist of the day in a moment. Here is GW.
Hey, good afternoon. On the January 6th committee here and all that, I agree with about everything you're saying, but most things are done for a distraction to just take away your attention from what's important.
True.
One question to ponder, you know, you had the four Americans that drove across the United States border into the Mexico.
Yes.
And then two of them got killed.
Right.
Well, within 48 hours or 72 hours, they theoretically caught the individual or one of the individuals responsible for the killings. I mean, and the cartels or the Mexican government is supposed to be so corrupt, they could stop a large percentage of all the problems within a short period of months, if not weeks, if they actually closed up the border.
But like every other country does on the face of the earth, yes.
Well, there's too much money involved, not for the Mexican government, but for even our government to do that.
Right.
Back in the 80s, when I was in a criminal justice class, this is what they knew of. There was $150 billion profit on drugs. Now, when you got that much money involved, you can't control what's going to take place because everyone has a price. And you can close that border. You can stop a lot of the problems, but neither side wants it done. So, I mean, ask the question, how can you...
Well, this is it. And you're right. There are way too many people who are on the same team here. And they're not. It's not the conservative
team. They don't
want
you to think they're on the same team.
But we're getting wise to it. At least we're making that much progress.
Well, we'll see. But, I mean, how come the wall... You know, okay, let's say theoretically you get the Republican... Congress, Republican Senate, and the president's office get the border built. And I said a long time ago, why don't the states just buy the federal property, buy their own land and build their own?
No, they're trying to
wall.
Do that.
Texas is trying to do that.
Yeah,
but they got roadblocks thrown up. So, I mean, ask that question: how can you find in such a theoretically corrupt?
Because we have to let enough fentanyl across the border to keep Hunter happy. That's all I can guess. I appreciate the call. Good Lord. If you are involved in a fender bender, you know who to call. 27 Rec with a W, Montgomery Paint and Body. On the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, a building that, yeah, it's brick and mortar, and I get all that, but it's built on ethics. The ethics of one Donnie Turner, who years ago said, I was a lousy employee because I had bosses telling me to shortchange people on their repair, and I couldn't do that. So he wanted to be in the auto repair business, but the only way to do it and do it with a conscience was to start his own. And that's how MPB was founded. Ethics. Talented people, state-of-the-art technologies, and people that will be your advocate with your insurance adjuster to make sure that everything needs to be replaced, repaired, and repainted is replaced, repaired, and repainted. And then after that's done, they take a look at the car, bumper to bumper, to say, how can we spruce this thing up and give it back to the customer in just the best possible, good as new, maybe better condition? And they do. It's effort. It's ethics. Two big E's. At Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W.
Today on Hey Culligan, sustainability and better water. Here's Sam.
Hey Culligan, I'm really into sustainability. My clothes, my utensils, my food. But how do I get more sustainability from my water?
Super question, Sam. And the answer is an always-on drinking water system from Culligan, which helps eliminate the equivalent of 15 billion single-use plastic bottles a year.
Whoa, that's a ton of sustainability.
416,000 tons, Sam, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day.
Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And this is one of those things that can go either way. Some days we actually acknowledge a rocket scientist. Like my sister.
Yeah.
Was our rocket scientist the day after she was on 60 Minutes. She's invented an energy technology that could win her the Nobel Prize. That's rocket science. And then we have people that think they have a great idea, but I think it sucks. Let's go to the tote board, friends. Nick Cannon, who loves being a baby daddy. And yes, we are, we believe in life here. He's got 12 kids from 6 different women. No doubt he has substantial financial obligations with that. But to launch a show on what used to... Remember when E! Was actually an entertainment network and they had entertaining things on it? That was so long ago. I don't remember the last time. Now he wants to launch a game show to find the next woman who will bear his child.
You're on a game show right now.
Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon are coming to E! For the mother of all game shows.
Having my baby with Nick Cannon! You got pyro?
Yeah!
You're going to get some contestants that want to have your baby.
We're not kidding around.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
Let's go! Who's Having My Baby with Nick Cannon, hosted by Kevin Hart. This spring, only on E!
We're doomed. Hey, Kevin Hart! Hey, Chris Rock! Why do you have to scream? Just asking. All right. That was brought to you by Mark and Vicky from Applied Security. Folks that can save you money. Nobody should have to decide between food on the table and keeping their home or business or property safe and secure. They save you money on monthly monitoring. They're local, and they're right there with solutions to whatever security issue you are facing. Go to myspotcrime.com. Put your zip code in and see what's happening in your neighborhood. And then you'll want to call 279-8338 because, you know what, every once in a while you'll see like a violent crime just a couple of blocks from your house. Doesn't make the papers because the papers and TV stations don't have time to cover all the crime that goes on in this place. So don't let them win. Stop them before they get started. 279-8338 for Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board Permit numbers 276. As we head to the traffic dungeon and news department.
From Skywatch Traffic, here's the latest traffic conditions in the River Region with Wendell J.
Traffic is light to moderate all over the area. The one little busy spot we got is Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. A little busy on Fairview as well and Norman Bridge, but that's really about it. Nothing much else happening around the area at the moment. We're all quiet. We'll keep you updated if any problems pop up. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The 2023 legislative session is officially underway. The Alabama Senate and House of Representatives met for the first time Tuesday. The session, which will tackle issues from the education budget to COVID-19 stimulus money, will run through June 14th. The House and Senate met briefly to begin the session and adjourned until March 21st. A vigil was held at the state capitol. People were remembering inmates who died in custody of the Alabama Department of Corrections. The group is made up of family members, activists, and others. They say the planned mega prisons will not solve any issues. They want prison reform and a culture change. Cameron Stuggs and LaKen Smith were shot dead Sunday night at Jim Minor Homes. The shooting happened in the area of 100 Cummings Circle. No further details are being released at this time, and the case remains under investigation. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Join us for a slam dunk of winnings at Wind Creek Wetumpka. We're giving away $100,000 in one day during our March Money Mania event. Just visit between Wednesday, March 1st and Saturday, March 18th to get your free entry every day. Then be here for the drawings starting at 2 p.m. on the 18th when you can score big with cash prizes or in advance to the grand.
Just expanded. They're looking to add to their dedicated staff. If you have experience or if you want to learn, A-Plus Quality Fence and Deck invites you to apply before all positions are filled. A-Plus builds decks, screen rooms, security fencing, privacy fencing, and more. Put your skills to work or learn from the best. Apply today for these immediate openings. A-Plus Quality Fence and Deck, 3180 U.S. Highway 231, the Wetumpka Highway, 1 mile from the Northeast Boulevard.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. They personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Just happy to be here.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got some weather changes on the way as a storm system approaches, but I think we're dry tonight. Mostly cloudy and mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s. Risk of showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms by tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, and first half of the day Friday before ending. Friday's high up to about 74. Will be cooler Saturday with a good bit of sunshine and a high near 70. Then more showers show up on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Can be an astronaut or a pilot on a flight. A Fortune 500 executive join the army and fight. They said we couldn't do these things, but we proved that we can. We can race NASCAR, be a president while looking better than a man. Celebrate women, W-O-M-E-N. I'll say it again. Can raise kids, mow the lawn, and still have enough time to have a fulfilling career, relax with a glass of wine. Thank you to all our heroic sisters of history. There's nothing in this world women and girls cannot achieve. Celebrate women, W-O-M-E-N. I'll say it again. Celebrate women. Because we ride.
You do. And we have a couple of women right here in our studio. And
you're gorgeous.
Let's show some respect, shall we? It is International Women's Day, and joining us, you all know Jacqueline Tomlinson and Amy H. Did you hear what happened?
No.
Oh, my
what
God.
What did you do?
I bet you ask your clients that all the time.
Why are you looking at me like that? Like I've
are
done something wrong.
Are you giving me another new last name like you like to do?
Well, I used to call you Amy Barnett by accident because yes. I have one of those things that gets into your brain like an earworm.
I gotcha.
And I overcame that today, but I was going on this very frenetic rant against
always
Chuck Schumer.
Well deserved.
Oh God!
Are you talking about the Tucker Carlson comment?
Well, he wants Rupert Murdoch to pull that show off the air because it's all lies. No, you go on with Tucker and show him where he's wrong. Show him what the lie is.
Show
but
him.
I went off on that, and then I accidentally said Amy Schumer, and I that's unforgivable.
He talked about you guys coming in right after that.
You may beat me during the next break. I deserve it. I absolutely deserve it.
He quickly corrected it.
It's fine. It's fine.
Hey, here's an animal shelter in Hamilton, Ohio. Ohio, of course, the state responsible for the...
Rich Thomas.
They're holding a unique fundraiser. Oh, they did this before Valentine's Day, and I wrote to you.
Garbage.
No, they would let you, they would name a litter box after your ex.
I have a couple people that I'd like to name a litter box after. Oh, that's nice.
So I have a whole stack of things we can talk about, but today, and I just got this from our great virtual producer, Morris Strindberg, the Biden administration gave a Woman of Courage Award on this International Women's Day, but will you be surprised if this woman actually turned out to be a male?
I was going
to
say, is it really a woman?
Let's find out.
Argentina, Alba Ruada, is a transgender woman who was kicked out of classrooms.
Get out of here.
This is today.
She's subjected to violence and rejected by her family.
Yeah, you know why?
Because it's a man.
Yeah, she's got a penis, you idiot. Last I checked.
Doesn't even look like a woman.
I'm surprised they didn't give it to Rachel Dratch, or Admiral Dratch, or Rear Admiral, which is far more appropriate probably, but the Undersecretary for Health, who looks like death, who looks like a pile of cookie dough that crawled out of the baking pan and put on a naval outfit and glasses and started talking. One of the least healthiest people we have in America. Back to you.
He's very ranty this afternoon.
I mean, like, you're like, I'm here. I'm here to party. I'm angry, and I'm here for it.
This is just unbelievable.
Cookie dough.
Let's get a look at
really
this
more
beauty.
Like dried out oatmeal.
I know.
It's the LGBTQI plus community in Argentina.
You are not a woman. You are a fake.
Like, how does Jill Biden just, like, I mean, here's the thing. Like, she's got to be a semi-intelligent woman. She's made some poor life choices. She married Joe. But, like, how does she stand there stoically with a straight face and believe this BS?
Like, because she loves the power.
Botox.
Well, that too.
There is, I mean.
You know who else has a paralyzed face? Hockle.
I want that. I want to have enough botulism in my face to where I can stand there stoically while watching all of this BS.
No. You do not need that to have that look. You can burn a hole through a liar from 500 feet.
I know. It's a talent. But still, like, how do these women stand there and they'd be like, wow, that's who they pick? Great, great, great choice, guys.
Yeah, and what a compliment to all the actual biological women in America that deserve to be a woman of the year. I don't understand what they think they're doing. Who are they impressing?
They're just continuing to piss everybody off.
Yeah.
It's a slap in the face to women.
I mean, birthing people, Rosie.
No.
What? Is that what they call a birthing human? It's not even a birthing person.
Birthing person.
Well, that's
because mother is so exclusionary.
But, like, not because it's
mother equals woman.
I am woman, hear me roar.
Yeah, we need some good Helen Reddy.
Like, that's like me being like, you know, when people post all those things, like when it's Mother's Day, or especially I see it a lot on Father's Day, like, hashtag Father's Day to all those single women out there. And it's like, stop. Like,
no,
no. Let people have their day. Let a woman have her day. Let a man have his day. Happy Women's Day, Amy.
Did you hear the thing we did a few minutes ago about Nick Cannon?
No, what's going on? Is he pregnant again? Well, not him, his birthing person.
I am not going to announce this again. Persons. I will just let you hear the promo that's running on the E! Network.
You're on a game show right now.
Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon are coming to E! For the mother of all game shows.
Having my baby with Nick Cannon! You got pyro? Yeah!
you're going to get some contestants that want to have your baby.
We're not kidding around.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
Let's go! Who's Having My Baby with Nick Cannon, hosted by Kevin Hart, this spring, only on E! You shut your mouth. That is for real. That's not a parody. That's not from the Babylon Bee. That's real news. Disgusting.
Really? Yet, the desire to be on TV, to have that 15 minutes of fame, somebody will want to do that, even if they're getting hit with an overly used
bang. It's not even that. They're probably going to have to sign some sort of turkey baster disclosure that they don't even have intimacy with him, that it's really just like an artificial insemination situation.
See, that's why I thought this is a good topic for you, because you know the legal.
Oh, because, well, here's the thing. Like, in my world, not Amy's world, thank God.
Ugh, I don't do the squishy stuff.
But, like, in my world, like, that's a real life thing. Like, we have to look at contractual obligations that people have signed for IVF treatments, frozen eggs, frozen embryos, all of these fun things. And so I cannot imagine the contract that this woman would have to sign. And what about his other baby mamas? Are they, like, on board with this?
There's six. And for some reason, this jerk seems to have more than enough money to pay whatever arrangements he has with them and add another one.
See, Jared, you're so lucky you only have one baby mama you have to deal with. I mean, she's crazy, but there's only one of us.
Yes.
Speaking of Jared, I was going to save this until a little bit later, but...
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
In some foreign countries, you don't know who your wife is until you get married?
It's like that everywhere, son.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
I have always said, since I've been through it several times, you really don't know who you're married to until you divorce them.
Jared would agree with that dad joke, because he says that I hide my crazy real well. And I was like, gotcha.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I mean, like, that was the longest incognito I've had to be in a long time.
Let me take a moment here to talk about Infusion Cryo and Laser and the new technology that Rich Thomas has the smallest waist he's had in 25 years. And this is a new technology. Infusion's always ahead of the curve. This is called Cryo Contour. And this is, it doesn't move the fat, it kills the fat, but it's very comfortable, not invasive.
Ooh.
And you go for regular visits, and Rich loves it. And every time he walks out, by the way, that's Ryan Turner right there.
That is Ryan Turner.
Yeah. How about that, huh? He has a degree in physiology, knows the human body, and Infusion has the latest technologies that can help you get rid of that hard lard.
Yeah, the hard lard. Is that like the hard lard in your heart that we're getting rid of?
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, you were talking to me about once you turn 40, the hard lard is here to stay.
Well, look, I have ridden my bicycle this week.
900 miles this year.
Well, not 900, but I've done almost 20 miles Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I don't go out there like, you know, the old man with the three-wheel bike. Yeah, I am out there at maintaining a very good speed.
You're swift.
And I even have a lady who wears this black thing that comes up next to me from time to time. She's kind of nasty.
I would come ride bikes with you if I had a bike.
See, there she is.
I would do it. I'd come ride bikes with you. Put my kid on the front, Lola on the front, like a little ornament.
An ornament.
Steven on the back.
What I want to tell you, Rich was there the other day for his latest session, and he says, this is really taking off because it is so effective. And it can target virtually any area that you want to not just reduce fat, but kill it, get rid of it. That's
like
what this
general child birthing area.
That is where I would, if that's what you want to target, they will do it at Infusion. Cryo Contour, IV vitamin therapy, the original and best cryotherapy chamber. It's me. I'm the idiot with the phone going. Oh, God, I hate that. Oh, federal judge rules Biden's border policies unlawful and just a speed bump for illegal immigrants. Like, we haven't known that for 2 years. They also do Juve Light therapy, ISS biofeedback, which has been very effective with people who suffer from MS and other debilitating illnesses. Call 296-1662 for more information. 296-1662 or look it up online at infusioncryoandlaser.com as we welcome Eric the dog.
Eric.
You there?
Yes, sir.
There we are. We've had some board issues today.
I'm sorry.
So am I.
Nah.
So what's on your mind this afternoon?
You know, I was thinking about that Nick Cannon show. What are they going to do? They're going to have two ladies and at the gyno, and they're going to artificially inseminate and start the clock and see who pops pregnant first.
I.
And then you get the contract. It's like a race. Off.
He shut my mic off.
Because
how dare you?
Okay, Greta Thunberg.
Well, I mean, it is International Women's Day.
How dare you?
Have you?
Where is that little abused child? I know we have
Stephen will say that if you do something he doesn't like, how dare you? And I'm just like, wow, okay.
He listens.
That's hilarious.
He's listening. No, he's not watching CNN, Rosie. Like, nobody's watching.
He's listening to this radio show.
Yeah, we are. We listen on the way over here, and he's like, Mom, we're about to see Mr. Greg. Do we have to listen to Mr. Greg? And I was like, okay, I'll turn it off.
Oh, wow.
Put on Way FM.
I lose more listeners that way. Do we have to?
Do we have to listen to Mr. Greg?
Is he the one that screams and yells?
He's the one.
Yeah. I was thinking to talk to you about that, Greg. I don't like it when you beat around the bush about how you feel about things. I listen to you for your directness, and this dancing around stuff you're doing this afternoon is just not getting it, sir.
I'm trying to change. I'm really trying to change. But
I need you to go back to that. Telling me exactly what you think, the way you make it, the way it makes you feel.
I'll work
not on this politically correct, toned down stuff is just not going to get it, sir.
You don't want to dance the wokey pokey, huh?
Definitely not. I'm not a wokey pokey kind of guy. I like the song, but I'm not interested in dancing that. Yeah. I can't do it.
Well, it's good to talk to you.
All right, y'all.
Good. Thank you.
I got to get back to work.
All right.
Bye.
Quick break here for traffic, and then we're coming right back, and I mean it this time.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road, and check them out on Facebook.
353.
From Skywatch Traffic, here's the latest traffic conditions in the River Region with Wendell J.
Highway 231 in Wetumpka. This is actually going to be in front of Guardian Credit Union across from Walmart at Huntress Street. We've got a minor accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles on the scene in Montgomery. We are getting busy around the boulevard. We actually have an accident on I-85 northbound. We understand it is off the roadway. This is going to be just past Bell Road before Taylor. Please use caution there. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Dietzville Highway in Millbrook, Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family-owned, family-driven.
I'm on my best behavior because it's International Women's Day, and I have three amazing women sitting right across from me.
You lie.
From my left to your right as you're listening. That's Rosie Brock coughing away from the microphone. You'll never guess who's sitting directly. In a million years, you'd never guess who's sitting directly across from me.
Jake Quellen.
You did. That was pretty good. And Amy Hampton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is also a lawyer and specializes in financial issues.
Yes, bankruptcy and real estate closings.
Let me ask you on the bankruptcy thing, given this thriving economy we're all enjoying.
Yes.
And by the way, this is a woman who loves to help people. Why don't you give your number out, and I'll write it down.
I have her personal cell phone number.
Yeah, I'll kill you if you give that out. It's 256-392-4300.
Has there been an uptick in people seeking help with this kind of thing? Because Brant McDonald, who will be joining us shortly, has said people are so behind on credit card payments, or they're paying their bills with credit cards and finding out they can't keep doing that.
Yeah, it's starting to pick up. It's been slow since Uncle Joe's been handing out cash recently, but it's picking back up.
Yeah, the
interest rates and foreclosures are about to happen.
I'll tell you what, I don't know why it is. It's certainly not the quality of my neighborhood, but in the last couple of weeks, and I ride the whole thing, there's a lot of houses going on the market.
Mm-hmm. You have an adorable neighborhood.
I know, and I love it, and I have no intention of leaving it, but
like, I love
it makes me wonder why this sudden uptick.
I don't know.
And why the hell are they not picking Eddie Bader? What's wrong with
this? I
was going to
say, ask Eddie. Eddie would know.
Eddie needed to be sedated after, I think it was the last hour.
Yeah. I called in and talked to Eddie. Gave him a heart attack.
Oh. Well, that's kind of cool.
I know. I don't think they're used to working those hours.
So, here we sit, federal judge. At least Biden got... Once again, why do they have to push... Everything has to go to court before this administration gets bitch-slapped and told, you're breaking the law. Your policies are unlawful. They are unconstitutional. How many times have they heard this now in 2 years?
But the thing that I don't understand is like, there is a committee of individuals that have law degrees that are supposed to kind of vet these issues before they even get to that point. So, like, we are missing the step of, I don't know, like, the top three steps would be like, oh, this is a good idea, we should do it. And then the next question should be, is it legal?
Question.
Like, can we do this?
Can we really do it?
Is this
Well,
illegal?
I'm not a constitutional lawyer. I just play one on the radio. But when he announced that he was forgiving $20,000 in student loan debt, I knew that was against the law. The power of the purse belongs to Congress, for starters, and that is well beyond the purview of executive order. Now it's got the Supreme Court's got a rule on it.
Well, I'm going to let...
In the meantime, what they've done is rile up a lot of people with false hope.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let the individual next to me who paid off her student loans before that announcement came out that was, like, super salty about it answer that question. Amy?
Yes.
Yeah.
super mad.
These are not things that you take on lightly. You know, you're going to school. You sign this stuff. You know, you take out a student loan, you need to pay your bills back.
You gotta have some teeth in the game. You know what I mean? You have to. Yeah. It's like
now,
anything.
I do think that the crazy interest rate that Congress has set on these is insane.
And they can control that though.
And they can. They can go back in and make it back pre Dodd-Frank, pre Uncle Ted Kennedy. Back down to 1.9 and 2.8%. I know that I personally paid off some 8.5% interest rates and 6.8, which is insane. The government should not be making money off of my student loans, because people do need help with student loans while you go to school. And these were grad school loans. And then also, there are millions of people out there that don't take out any student loans at all that should not have to be paying for people who have taken out student loans.
Right. Hello? Those people that worked 2-3 jobs as a single parent or as a young kid to put themselves through college. I mean, my mom didn't graduate college until she was 40.
Right.
Because of life. And I mean, I remember her having to work 2 jobs and she had a small kid paying cash money
to go
taking a class at a time, 2 classes at a time. But that's the world we live in. It's all about what can I get for free on somebody else's dime.
Right. And then, I think they did that to stir some people up to get some votes.
Yeah.
Is personally my opinion.
Well, the bankruptcy laws are there to help you, and there's no shame if you need help, because it can, it gets into your psyche and your self-esteem and everything else. Amy's number is 256-392-4300. We're going to break here for the top of the hour. Brant McDonald will join us on the other side. He is at a different time today because he's coaching.
Yay.
Another family. I love the family. Ask my clients and friends, our family people, just like me.
Steve.
And, well, I'll tell you about that later. As we get close to the top of the hour here, if you want new flooring, building beautiful rooms begins from the bottom up, and Georgia Floors Direct offers the best